I can't help myself, but I place my shame, but I place my shame on you.
Podcasting live from an undisclosed location. El Keter, MIC, with another clandestine transmission.
Don't tell nobody.
Here at imaginination.com.
Where we're at.
No, it's a secret.
Tell them to tune in, just don't tell them where we're coming from.
No one knows where we're coming from, trust me.
I don't know where I'm coming from.
We're back again.
Word up. I'm gonna sit here and just touch I'm gonna sit here and touch Keter's knee.
MIC is touching me inappropriately.
It's an intimate connection. This is how we should have done all of our radio shows for over the span of time. We should have sat this close. No, the way the radio station was set up, we were too far away. We couldn't physically connect.
So we should have just both been behind the desk at all
times.
Yeah,
we should have both squished it like a pilot and a co-pilot. Just like rubbing butts.
Oh, man.
That would have been an entirely different show.
We've been exactly the same.
It was far too hot and crazy in there for us to sit that close.
And you know what? That place hasn't changed a goddamn bit.
No! I see pictures all the time! Yeah. And I'm like, yo, where the turntables at, Fred Krampitz? Where they at?
They still got the same Technics 1200s that have been there since what? Probably sometime in the 1970s.
Since that other dude stole them and brought them to Barbados or wherever.
That never happened. That was a bunch of Hollywood. That never happened.
Ah, we digress.
They did some minor, like added some stuff to the desk and like whatever, but it's the same.
I don't know.
Yeah, I really can't believe with all the talk of all the hundreds of thousands of dollars that were going to be spent on things, and they were going to install bulletproof glass and all kinds of
bullshit. Oh, Lord have mercy, that's right.
That it's still exactly the same. And that right there is why we came to an ignominious end at WTCC was we're going to install...
Because of the bulletproof
glass.
We're
going to install some bulletproof glass and like a safety door.
Yes.
Because someone just didn't feel safe in the studio going in at 6 o'clock in the morning every Sunday morning to do their gospel show. And that was just too much. It was too much for me, and I couldn't go to a meeting after that. I couldn't deal with that. It was crazy.
Granted, like, movie theaters and, like, daycare centers are getting shot up.
Yeah.
The community radio station is not going to get attacked by terrorists.
You know, it really was like I'm showing up at 6 a.m. to do my gospel show, and I'm afraid someone is going to jump out from behind the bush that's outside the door, and is going to hit me with a sock full of nickels, and then kill me and rape my corpse. That was what was going on, and it was too much. I can't deal with that.
I can't roll with that.
Particularly since you and I were going in there at, you know, midnight every time and doing shows till the wee hours of the morning.
And if someone was going to get their corpse raped,
yeah,
it was going to be
us. Yes. We're in there by ourselves in the middle of the night.
Super vulnerable.
Pissing people off in the audience.
That's true. Looking real sexy.
Looking real sexy. Yes.
Wearing the tight skirts and the heels, you know. We were definitely asking for it. But we survived.
Yes. We're still here. And it's kind of hard to believe, you know. It's like, what, now? It's almost been like 20 years of radio. You know that, right?
A long time.
That's a long time.
I know my first show was in 1993 at HCC. No, 94.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that... Yeah.
January 94. Setting it off on the airwaves.
It's been a long time.
Hell yeah. Before that, I was never... Yeah, I used to go up to the radio station, but didn't have my own show.
And see, I had been going and hanging out since, like,
we were
sometime...
hanging out.
Yeah, since, you know, early to mid-90s, like 92, 93.
Mm-hmm.
And never wanted to be on the radio there because it always seemed so crazy.
No, I left...
Not WHCC,
I went to HCC because there was no slots even open. Not even at 2 a.m., at WTCC, because I was under the impression you needed to be like a student there to help.
No,
which I found out really fast, and I was like,
yeah,
oh, I'm out.
All the guys who've been there for 30 something years, are not students.
Yeah,
I didn't finally say okay, I'll be on the air at TCC until because 9/11 changed everything until 9/11. Well, it just so happened to be around 2001, somewhere in that vicinity, where I was sitting in my car and I was listening to the radio, and I was, you know, it kind of hit me that I want to hear Cannibal Ox and Bjork, and no one's gonna ever play Cannibal Ox and Bjork on the same show.
Not in
the. And so I said, I need to have that radio show, and that was literally the thing where I was like, okay, that's what needs to be on the radio. And I made that happen. And now we're here.
You need the Cannibal Ox Bjork show.
We'll play some Cannibal Ox and Bjork at some point on the podcast, I'm sure. I've been playing with a couple of special shows we could do. Do like a best of the 2000s.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Play some of our favorite joints.
Just hit shuffle.
We can go back and do the Halloween music.
Oh yeah.
Which we're gonna have to do at some point.
We could do it. We could do it real crazy now. Cause I can play potty mouth language.
Yeah. You know, I've wanted to branch off and do some other stuff. Maybe do some interviews and some.
There you go.
Delve into the paranormal things of that nature.
Do the Paranormal Activity show. All October.
Just play the Paranormal Activity movies, the audio, and just walk away.
We'll do like a live discussion of it.
Bootleg. You know what? Unrelated, but totally related.
Mm-hmm.
Those films, I absolutely hated the first one. I thought the first one was dumb as hell.
I can't even remember which one I've seen.
I thought the people were so unlikable, and you know, I wanted the demon to kill both of them for the entire film.
That's how all my movie-going experiences go. I want the demons to win.
But progressively, I have enjoyed the sequels way more. The last one, the one that was like takes place in the Mexican barrio or whatever.
I did not see that one. I cannot remember the ones I've seen.
But no, I've seen
the ones that are on Netflix.
They've developed like an overarching sort of mythology to go with the that doesn't hinge on the annoying people from the first movie, basically. And I've enjoyed. You know, considering you know, we don't necessarily live in like the golden age of horror anymore or anything like that, but I have enjoyed those films.
There you go. I got no comments. I've seen them. They all blended into one movie for me. I couldn't tell you which one was which.
I can see that too. I can see that.
But whatever the ones that were on the Netflix, I've seen those ones. But I can't remember. I'm trying to remember something.
You watching the
something's in there.
The Wet Hot American Summer.
Just started watching it last night.
All right.
Paul Rudd.
It's no BoJack Horseman, but
Paul Rudd can be a BoJack Horseman.
Yeah, watching the first couple episodes of Hot American Summer, I look at Rudd and I'm like, "That's Ant-Man." Yeah,
I look weird. At ants and I think of Paul Rudd.
Nice. In the background right now, you got the sounds of magic from Silky.
Silky, baby.
We're smoothing it out here. Opening up another installment of the clandestine transmission. Not the transdestined clansmission.
That's us. We'll do that show once.
No. No, we're not. We started the show off with music from Draper. That was called On You, featuring Albie Hobbs. What do you know about Draper? What do you know about Albie Hobbs?
Albie Hobbs.
Albie Hobbs sounds like a film star from the silent era.
Sounds like a detective Albie Hobbs. Draper is a dude from London. He's got a couple EPs out several years ago, working on this album on Monster Cat, which is a Canadian label. But yeah, it's groovy. I like that Albie Hobbs dude, so I'll be checking out more of that stuff. Reminded me of the Jamie Lydell stuff Ketter played a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Some smoothed out sort of
jet
soulful crooning.
Yeah, I was feeling that.
Some beats, but yeah, he's got an album coming out soon too.
Reminded me a little bit of that remix you played a few podcasts ago with dude who we're not playing this week. The song with Disclosure.
Who?
What's
Sam Smith?
That's the guy.
Yeah. Sam Smith.
Sort of in this
London,
UK
stuff.
Kind of, you know. They produce the Soulful White Guys. They've been doing it. Go back to your man who rickrolls everybody.
Yes.
He had the soulful crooning voice back in the 80s.
UK likes their soulful crooning. I mean, they had the Northern Soul sort of movement.
That's really the root
where it all came from.
Yeah,
so there you go.
The root of the whole situation.
There you go. Over there in Ireland, you know, drinking beers. Being really Catholic.
Drinking beers.
Hanging out there with the sheep and the mountains.
They're drinking stout.
Drinking something.
Hanging out with sheep. See, that's more Scotland, I think.
Scotland, Ireland.
It's not the same country.
It's not the same. It's in the same location.
So you failed geography, basically.
They all got kilts.
No. Kilts are only Scottish.
Isn't that the movie there where Mel Gibson played an Irish guy? now I'm just trolling.
MIC is trolling. That's what he'd be doing. He'd be trolling.
I'd be trolling. Oh, Lord.
But we are going to keep it moving with more music. First half of the show is going to be staying in the sort of the smooth arena.
Smooth arena.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like a commercial for a razor. Stay in the smooth arena. Gillette. Just a bunch of dudes shaving.
You want to start talking about the Gillette arena? Is that what you want to start talking about? You got some things to say about Roger Goodell. And
oh, geez, nah.
You sure?
We'll save that. Do not have enough time.
Maybe during the next break, we'll see. We got more music coming up for you. I should probably cue it up.
About to say, what's coming up next?
Otherwise, I won't be able to play it.
The drums.
Yep, we got music from the drums. There is nothing left. Toki Monster remix. Matt's gonna come at you in a hot second here on the Clandestine Transmission, imagination.com.
Oh, Yeah, yeah. This year we finna make a killing. Yeah, now the money stack up to the ceiling. Yeah, all I know is payback. All the rappers they sad. Now we finna go up in the villain. Yeah, I could really give a fuck about your feelings. Yeah, used to be a schoolboy and a rude boy too. Not a jerk like the new boys. Doing like schoolboy cute, nigga. I done killed a few boys, nigga. Down a couple shots, turning up another notch. Got a bitches in the spot and she faded. Yeah. Corset top with a new ass shots. Couple Instagram likes, now she famous. Yeah. No job, working on some payments. Yeah. On a new car, now she finna trade it. Yeah. Next time, shouldn't suck the nigga dick free. Man, I swear the small girls are my favorite. Yeah.
Oh my god, your cable's turned off. Should've said the nigga dick for free.
Brand new Rory finna race it. Yeah. I am not the nigga you should play with.
Yeah.
This year I turned into the racist.
Yeah.
All I wanna see is green faces.
Woo.
All I wanna count is green numbers.
Yeah.
Man, this shit is weird looking like the Matrix.
Yeah.
Gave him my power, always sharp and prosper. Only took a little bit of patience.
Woo. Shorty, she like to pop ass out. Pop the way up the first class out. She clap, 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 clap. She dropping low.
Crib like this, yes. Diamonds in my ear like wrist,
yeah.
Pull off at the light like, looking like a millionaire Trump. Two-seater got me looking all clump, hit a nigga wig on sight. Serve a nigga mom off white, get it so high I'm Christ. Nigga ball so hard like Mike, I can whip that bitch like Ike. I can fuck your bitch off hype, pink ring got bling all bright. Ha-ha, nigga rock this ice, 14 almost got that strike. 14 almost did that time. Had a 9-hole 5. Clip small but the shit shoot fine. Shoot the spine make a nigga recline. Start sparking a nigga go blind. G-Ride topping out, I need signs. Do I get them hoes chirping? Yeah. Do I put the work in? Yeah. Do I got them hoes out working? Yeah. Do I make them put the work in the Birkin? Yeah.
Yeah. Shorty, she like to pop ass out. Pop the way up the first class out. She crack, 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 crack. She dropping low.
I'm a past girl.
different back then. Surreal, poetic, when I'm set. Like a bizarre chain flick with a confusing end. But I shut it down, closed it off. The sounds and smells I made myself forget. A cheap solution to blackout regret. But it was real. It just feels like a past life.
Here at imagination.com.
Smoothed out, getting wavy.
Yes. MIC is getting wavy this episode. It's the clandestine transmission with the sounds of Tame Impala.
Summertime.
Past life.
Getting wavy in the present life and in the past life.
Ooh.
That's off their Currents album that came out this last month, this month. It's August.
It's August.
Whatever.
It's August now, yeah. But
both them albums came out recently. ASAP Rocky.
Yep.
Tame Impala.
It's true.
Just summertime jammy jams right there.
Yep. Before the Tame Impala, you did hear ASAP Rocky. Featuring Schoolboy Q with Electric Body from At Long Last ASAP.
Word. And that Joe Fox dude that's all over the album.
He's not on that song, though.
That wasn't him?
No.
Who's singing on there?
Pretty sure that's a sample.
The Electric Body shit at the end?
Pretty sure.
Come on.
Look it up.
Don't tell me that.
Look it up while I...
I could not find any info on that album.
Talk some Yang Yang.
I'm gonna look that shit up.
When the album first came out, me and MIC were going through the album talking about our favorite songs and, you know, just how we felt about the album in general. Both of us focused on that track and we're like, oh, yo, that track is dope. I think Schoolboy Q is a dude who, much like ASAP, like MIC, knew his music, didn't mind him, but was just like, whatever, I can take him or leave mm-hmm. him. But that song just despite that, despite the fact, if we were both like, yo, that song is dope, one of the reasons why that song is dope is because it's filthy. And that kind of relates to something that, you know, me and you were talking about before, which is, you know, nowadays, you got a lot of, like, R&B songs that come out.
Mm-hmm.
We played, like, the joint, the Young Thug joint not too long ago that we were both like, yo, this song's good, but when you listen to it, it's like a happy party joint. It's like, oh, you know, have a good time. That was the name of the song. But then he's talking about, like, you know, ride on my dick and a bunch of filth, flarn, filth.
Yeah.
But, like, Electric Body, it's an album cut. There's no R&B people on it.
Mm-hmm.
They can be filthy. You know, you could just abandon all decorum and just be like, drop it low, make it wet, and have it. And yo, and you know, and it's catchy. And it's like
that song is for the Electric Body.
I'd be singing along to that song.
You do.
Hey, whereas the Young Thug, I sing along to the chorus because that chorus is real catchy. But the I'm not singing along to Ride My Dick, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
The verse did not match up with the song or the chorus.
And it happens a lot nowadays when you've got, like, the rap guy guesting on, like, the pop song or the R&B song.
Yeah.
Because
the song could be about going to the cookout, having a good time.
And they come in with some...
Throwing money at a stripper's asshole.
Yes.
Because it sounded cool. It was like, yo, I got some verses.
Yeah.
I got some bars about cooking up crack. It's like, but that don't... Nah. I ain't trying to hear that, Kenner. I'm going to drop these... I got this good verse about cooking up the crack, cooking it up, barbecue, you know, kind of goes together. And, like, no one could tell them no, because they want to have Joe Rapstar on the song. So they're just going to roll with whatever nonsense he's spitting.
A rapper needs to come out named Joe Rapstar.
Joe Rapstar.
That needs to be a dude's name. Make that happen. Go get one of these young kids that lives here in Springfield and be like, yo,
I'm going to go.
Rename you Joe Rapstar. We're going to write some songs for you. We're going to make it big.
I'm going to put the rap star in parentheses, though. It's going to be Joe.
parentheses, rap star.
So people are like, who is Joe? Oh, he's a rap star.
Since we touched on the Young Thug situation briefly, last week we talked about Drake, Meek Mill. Before that, we also talked about the whole Action Bronson, Ghostface.
Yes.
Debacle. It did remind me that there was something that I neglected to bring up in the midst of all of that, which is this. ESPN. When the hell did ESPN become, like, the go-to news source for hip-hop?
What are you talking about?
You remember during our whole conversation about, like, Young Thug and Lil B and all that kind of stuff, the whole Lil B controversy started.
Oh, Lil B going on ESPN.
Because Lil B went on ESPN wearing the outfit.
That's true.
Now, there's the whole controversy with Action Bronson and Ghostface, and that was started, again, by ESPN.
Because,
number one, what's up with them bringing rappers on and getting them in trouble? Number two, why are so many rappers going on ESPN? Why is this even a thing? Like, how did this happen?
ESPN, like all these channels, is now like 24-hour content. So they've got, back in the day, ESPN just straight up ran like games and like highlights until like a game was on, and they had a couple shows. Now they got morning shows, they got mid-morning shows. Like every channel's got like a show now, so they gotta have motherfuckers coming on. So Little B came on because they had the whole Little B curse. Cursed out Kevin Durant, so he got out of the playoffs. And people was doing the cooking dance. Lil B took issue with that, put some curses on teams, and they lost. So it became like an internet sensation. So some of these dudes that are on these shows, I know Michael Smith has a show, are like, you know, young. They know what's hot in the streets. So they somehow book these dudes to come on the show. But it's crazy. But yeah, I don't know what other rappers have been on there, but they need to, like, get more. They need to get them on there to having, like, actual takes about sports.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like,
that's what I would have. Come on, I would not even talk about music. I'd say, yo, tell me about your team.
Nah, if you're a rapper and you go on ESPN and they start asking you about other rappers, just shut your mouth. Because they're starting trouble.
Yes. Oh, that was a total setup.
Because there's no reason.
It was like Jamie Dukes was asking him about Ghostface.
Like, are they asking about wrestlers? Are they asking about sports? No, they're asking about Ghostface. Yeah. So, rappers, beware ESPN. They're out to get you.
Despot gonna be on ESPN next. They're gonna get you. Be careful, son. I don't know what they're gonna do.
I would like to request of you, and I'm doing it on the recording. Please remind me anytime we take a talking break to set the song in the background to repeat.
I shall.
Because that beat ran out.
And which
one? This one, the one that's playing right now.
Oh, the Cherry Garcia?
Ran out.
Like an hour ago?
And we were talking over nothing.
Right.
Which is going to sound real terrible when we go back.
You're going to have to layer it.
Nope, I'm not doing that. It's not gonna happen.
You have the background sounds of Cody playing Grand Theft Auto.
Speaking of which, M. Cody.
What's going on?
M.
Take
Cody.
A sip of water.
M. Cody from LittleFishInc.com. You might hear her playing Grand Theft Auto 5 in the background. Feel free to hit us up on the PlayStation Network. You can get me. I'm on there. Imagi Nation HQ is my handle on the PlayStation Network. And M. Cody's on there. Little Fish Inc. LittleFishInc. If you don't know how to spell Imagi Nation, why are you even on this website listening to this podcast? I don't know. Imagi Nation HQ, though, is my... my handle on PlayStation Network. Maybe play a game of golf, tennis, what have you.
Golf, tennis, pool, whatever.
Parachuting. There's no pool in GTA 5. There is there's darts. No pool. But in that last break, you did also hear the drums with "There Is Nothing Left." Toki Monster remix.
The drums.
In the background right now, and it is in the background right now because I did restart it. Cherry Garcia with Soul Floresta. Keeping it smooth, but bringing it into the realm of dance music, which is what we're going to get into next. We've got a couple of up-tempo, type of joints. For your listening pleasure. Up first, music. From I don't know. You're gonna have to tell me because that is an inappropriately tagged MP3 MIC.
Yo, hold up. We don't know what we got playing on here.
It seems that the song is called "Runaway," featuring Savannah Lowe. But who's the song actually by?
Oh man, I didn't have that one queued up.
Well, that's why you got the handy dandy iPad there.
Oh, it's Muscles, MSCLES, dude.
Wait, is that Muscles?
I don't think it's the same Muscles. I just think it's somebody that couldn't use Muscles, so they used another Muscles name.
Well, that makes sense. Wait, how'd they spell it?
MSCLES.
MSCLES?
Yes, right there.
So, no E?
No.
So it's gotta be a different Muscles.
No, yeah, that's what I said.
Well, it's Muscles. With "Runaway" featuring Savannah Lowe. What's coming at you next on the clandestine transmission, imagination.com.
was no party like a house party.
Again, El Ketter.
MIC.
Back again. Clandestine Transmission, bringing you the sounds of summer. Some nice sweaty...
Word up.
Sweaty tunes for your dancing pleasure.
Taking it to the club. Taking it to the disco.
To the club. To the disco. Frisco disco.
They're playing that out there. That's what they're playing.
Playing Cisco.
That was
or
sipping
on Cisco. One or the other.
That was a new throwback.
Yeah.
That was a Riva Star dude from the UK did a track with Dajay and Kashmir. Classic Chicago house shit. Dajay sang on Brighter Days, old friggin' classic joint. This dude got a little EP out now. Joints sound like that. Sound like some straight up 90s house shit, which is cool. Which is good.
That's called The Loft, from The Loft EP.
Taking it to The Loft. Maybe not The Loft Loft.
They're not quite taking it to The Loft.
Different types of loft.
This is totally different.
I guarantee there was like a loft in Chicago somewhere. There was a loft in Boston in the 90s. It was not The Loft, but it was
when you
The
say
Loft.
When you say The Loft, you're talking...
There was only one
you're
loft.
You're talking Dave Mancuso.
Right.
Which is... It's in the same family of the whole dance music continuum.
Word.
But we're talking
it's
a, we're
the
talking
original
different.
Loft.
Yeah. Like you were kind of more likely to hear something like what this joint samples in the background.
Yes.
At the loft.
Word.
What do we got? What do we got in the background?
It's Milk and Sugar, Ready or Not, Jacket at Delphonics. While you jack your body to the beat.
We started off with who was it? Muscles? Muscles, that's what it was.
Yeah. Runaway with, featuring Savannah Lowe.
Yeah, Muscles with no E. M-U-S-C-L-S. Runaway featuring Savannah Lowe.
Getting your groove on.
Yeah. The last joint, Made me sad I haven't made a house mix in a long time.
Yeah, listening to all this stuff makes me... And I was thinking of that, and I was thinking of the... When I heard that, listening to that Riva Star joint, I was like, yo, Hot Chip taking it back with the old housey samples on their album. Everyone's sort of nostalgic for that good old 90s house shit.
Well, and you know, from like the mixes I made a couple years ago, a lot of that, what you called... filter house.
Mm-hmm.
That's still very popular.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's still a whole big subgenre. You know, has its roots in like the 90s kind
of. I need to go to the studio and get the old 90s house records. Put them together. I can just find a tape. I got tapes somewhere. I need to pick them tapes and upload them to the internet. That's what I need to do.
That's a fun time.
I do not have anything that plays... Actually, yeah, I do. I got a boombox. I need something better than a boombox to upload them shits.
And, you know, my main thing is, like, when it comes to house music, you got to stay on top of it. Like, if you're making mixes and stuff like that, you got to stay on top of what the joints are for the week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's always stuff coming
because
out.
Because so much stuff comes out.
Yeah, the great thing about people producing from home and stuff like SoundCloud and all these other dudes just making tracks saying, yo, I'm in the studio making this, and hey, here it is. Check it out. And it's like the shit.
But that's why I haven't made a mix in a long time, because it's like I do not have the time to stay on top of it like I was staying on top of it. Because I can show you my crate.
Yeah.
For the house joints from that time, from when I was making the mixes, and it's just like, and there's so many joints that I never played, put on a mix that I could have been making a mix, you know, every day just because of the sheer amount of shit that was coming out. But staying on top of it is difficult if you don't have the time.
And there's stuff I hear that's like years old, money, and I'm like, this is dope. What is this? Yeah. So I can't, you know. Word. Lots of good music. We're gonna try to compile that stuff for you, the listener, and bring it to you.
Well, you know, we try to bring you a slice, basically, of we're only scratching the surface too, because we got an hour, maybe 2 hours to just to throw some joints on and get a little chatty Yep. Chatty chat chat.
Yeah. If you like something, go on there, look it up. I'm sure you'll find some other joints that are similar to it. That's how I end up finding like some of the music.
Well, like this week, you know, we had like the Disclosure joint with Sam Smith. Didn't play it, but I'm gonna be posting the video.
Yeah.
You know, it reminded me that I needed to go post the video. But yeah, I mean, there's so much out there because once you start dipping into the realms of house,
and that's what happened today.
Other types of electronic music, you dip into alternative or indie or whatever you want to call it nowadays.
Uh-huh.
And then there's so many different sub genres to that, you know.
Yep.
Now
that's what happened today when I got up and was like, for some reason MIC wanted to get up in the morning and make breakfast/brunch to the sounds of MJ Cole, which turned into other two-step stuff, which turned into other UK garage shit, and before you know it, I'm like, yo, let me go find some tracks.
Yeah, because MIC,
and that's what my morning, that
messaged
my
me
morning.
Like first thing in the morning, I was like, yo, podcast, and I had nothing ready. Luckily, he came through with the jams.
I was gonna play some. Because to start off, I was like, "Yo!" I was like, "Oh shit! I love this MJ Cole album. I need to play some MJ Cole, some old shit or some new shit." And then I found some of the other joints. It was like that Runaway joint and the Draper and stuff like that. I think there was some other stuff. I can't remember. I didn't even put it in there. But I was like, "Yo, this is what's up." There's so many of these like two-steppy garage. I don't even know what to call this, but like some smoothed out shit.
Yeah, which is. Kind of what we got coming up is the last track of the show. What can you tell me about this, Mike?
Oh, Keeper. Keeper is what are they at here? It's the Wrestlers remix.
Yep.
Yeah, they're from Texas. I think like Texas is where it's at. I don't know why. I think Wrestlers is from Houston. And
Muscles was from Austin.
Yeah, yeah. Wrestlers is a duo out of Houston. And Keeper is
yeah, again, this is all stuff that I would more likely think came from
a pasty
British dude.
Right. Nah, they're from Keeper's from Austin too. The trio of ladies. But it's like the secret spot.
Apparently, they're getting down to the UK influenced club sounds in Texas nowadays.
It's that Lone Star State coming through.
I mean, it's like, you know, picture playing with the whole Witch House sound came out of friggin' Denver,
yeah,
of all places. So yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know unless I like looked you up and you list where you're from. So hey, whatever. Cool, man.
Speaking of which, feel free to look us up. Check us out on the Facebook, facebook.com/ImageEyeNation. Elketer, ELKETER on the Twitter. And Elketer Benzadi, ELKETERBENTZADIK.
MOUSE.
On the Instagram. If you want to send me pictures of whatever, I don't know. Your low carb meal.
There you go.
Your new shoes, your sexy outfit, whatever.
You and your sexy outfit making some low carb chili.
Go for some low carb chili right now.
That's your picture. You can send MIC some messages if you want to argue about the football.
Yeah.
Because that's all I want to do on Twitter.
But yeah,
I shouldn't say it's all I want to do. Twitter has become football related and like activist news related stuff. I've like deleted all other things from there, like music and whatnot. I need to like make another account to stay on top of other stuff.
Yeah, that's just
my
too
feet,
much.
And I just can't go on Twitter long enough, and I just miss everything. You know what I mean? It's just too
much.
Well,
I don't read anything that anybody else posts on Twitter. I post my things on Twitter and that's it. I don't open my Twitter app and go read posts.
No, there's a few.
It's really, I mean, I do once in a while, but it's really rare.
Yeah.
And
and
chances are I'm looking up like a specific hashtag or I'm going through and checking out.
Unless you send me some kind of like funny article. Some kind of funny picture, or like you saw something, like a car on fire.
Like, so send, like, all, something send crazy. All photos of cars on fire to you MIC.
Know, like a funny picture.
Like
of
a funny car on fire.
Like a funny picture of Drake or something. Send me that.
Drake in a car on fire.
Drake in a wheelchair on fire. Send that to me.
Drake in a funny car on fire.
Yes. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Do that. Or Rick Ross's butthole.
True.
Do that.
That'll work.
But that's how you can get in contact. Ketter@imaginationcom, email-wise, is likely to not get in contact with me because I just get too much email there and I delete pretty much everything.
Delete.
I'm overwhelmed with spam, so you know, it's too much.
I feel for you.
But you are more likely to actually get in touch with me on Facebook or one of the other social media websites.
Sure.
Du jour. Website du jour. Low carb meal. But we are about to get into. What are we getting into?
Track called Next to Me by Keeper, Wrestler's Remix, coming at you hot like Texas. But nah, actually, it's pretty chill.
Luckily, it's not that hot here. It's pretty comfortable. But that's gonna do it for another installment of the Clandestine Transmission. Check us out again next time. Until then, waka waka.
Waka waka.
problem is why I can't seem to think positive. All of a sudden I'm done. Back again I run. Led to your door, ready for more, but too grown to whisper a thing. You'd rather me sing, this is just a dream anyway. Waiting patiently for days to give you my love. I've been sweating out my clothes.